Snow geese descend onto the icy surface of Tomstede Lake. The granite boulders and outcroppings that surround the lake are what make it so uniquely beautiful. They also tell a story of drought. The rocks are stained with the remnants of water that used to be here. For Lake Manager Will Archer, this is very personal.
The creeks, you know, I've lived here my whole life, and the creeks that I always played on when I was a kid, they don't run anymore. I mean, you never see any water, you know, you don't have that base flow in those creeks that we used to have. Tomstede's the, you know, the life and the blood of Southwest Oklahoma. I mean, right now we're providing 100% of the water to Altus. We're providing over half of the water supply to Frederick. We're providing, I think, about half the water supply to Snyder.
This lake is in trouble. Only 23% of the usable water is left. If nothing is done, Tomstede could be depleted by November of next year. The rosier outlook has the lake making it to 2021. So the Oklahoma Water Resources Board is working with the federal government on a water study for Southwest Oklahoma to determine how much water can be pumped from aquifers and how best cities can insulate themselves from future droughts. In the meantime, Altus is widening canals, dusting off its groundwater pumps, and rationing. Outdoor watering is only allowed one day a week.
Mr. Taylor's behind you, holding up five fingers.
To the east, Duncan is taking drastic measures to stave off the death of Warika Lake, which only has about 30% of its water still available and could run out by spring 2016. Duncan is about to ban outdoor water use altogether. At a city council meeting Tuesday night, owners of car washes, nurseries, and swimming pool companies asked for exemptions and tried to wrap their heads around what this would mean for business.
Larry Wisely, I'm with Wisely Homes and Pools. You touched on some of it about the no outdoor watering. So that means no topping off the pools. So basically people are going to shut their pools down.
Correct.
So is the... So all pools will be shut down.
You just can't add water to them.
Right. Well, none of that answered. I mean, none is none.
Duncan Public Works Director Scott Vaughn, like everyone State Impact talked to in Southwest Oklahoma, is confident Warika and the city's other lakes will someday recover. It just doesn't look like it will be anytime soon.
Yeah, we have no reason to believe otherwise, unfortunately. We've not seen any kind of forecast that lead us to believe we'll have the kinds of rainfall we need to bring those lakes back to normal.
Ah, you're still here.
Yeah, how's it going?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Canton Lake, northwest of the OKC Metro, is also on the brink. It serves as a backup water source for Oklahoma City, which drained billions of gallons down the North Canadian River to Lake Hefner 2 years ago. The move has badly damaged tourism and business in the tiny lake town of Canton, where grocery store owner Ron Chapladane is holding his own thanks to the energy industry, or at least he was.
Wind farms come in. Wind farms out southwest of us, so that brought a lot of people into town, and the oil field, obviously, with bringing people into town. Now, wind farm's done, the oil field's done, so we got to hope that water comes back up in the lake.
But the worry from Luann Woolley with the Canton Lake Association is that Oklahoma City will need to take even more water from the reservoir, which is close to being tapped out. The very bottom layer of water in the lake is never supposed to be used, but Woolley says it can be with special permission from the governor.
It's a thing they really don't want to face. Because if they draw down to the past the inactive pool, you are signing a death warrant for the fish in the lake and all that recreation. Yeah. It'll never rebound from a draw beyond that, I don't think.
So far, Oklahoma City hasn't needed more Canton Lake water, but Woolley says that can change quickly. 2015 is critical for all three of these lakes, Tomstede, Warika, and Canton. If it doesn't rain, and a lot, these lakes could be lost. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layton.